Hi Lee, I'm good. Thanks, and you?
Stay home and listen to this podcast. Anyone who's paying attention.
I love him so much.
Would I put my finger down somebody else's throat? I don't think I would.
Oh yeah, woof, that kid. Yikes, that's a lot of man boy right there.
Truth is not fair when you've had a few drinks.
That's true.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Welcome to Line Drunk. That's my podcast. I am excited to have you on, and it's Raina, right?
Yes, that's perfect. Yeah.
Raina Swart, you're my first like actual guest. I mean, not like guest, but like from a premiere that I've got to watch online.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on here. I really enjoyed the movie.
Oh, Lee, you're awesome. Thank you.
But I do have, I have a few questions.
Oh, yes, please ask.
It's called The Hex, but then there's also Hex, H-E-K-S, and then it's also under her mask. So was it just from different countries?
Yes, absolutely. So it's depending on if it's an independent film, usually it's not every independent film, but the distributors sometimes change the names. So that happens. In Africa, Hex, H-E-K-S, means witch. But in a certain language, and this film wasn't in that language, so they made it Her Mask, because otherwise it was going to be misleading, as everyone would have thought it was going to be Afrikaans. So that's a distributor decides on what's best for the country, and then they pick a title.
Okay, cool. So this was your directorial debut and your writing debut, minus like the few short films you did. So how was that for you?
Yeah. I've learned that if you've made a feature film, whether it's the best or the worst, it's amazing. It's hard work. So congratulations. If you've made a feature film, I think you're fabulous. it was incredible hard work. But I've learned so much, and I've just appreciated every department, from sound to makeup, to just the extras as well. Everyone's really important in a film, and it's been a humbling and wonderful experience.
Okay, so did you help pick out the locations and casting? And I mean, since you wrote and directed it.
Yeah. So that was actually, because we only had a few days to shoot, and we had limitations. Everything was on one location. The location actually has the shed, and it has the hotel, and it had, so it just worked out perfectly. So you don't have to move gear or anything. And the casting, we did together. I did it together with the producers. Coco Lloyd is a producer. She's also the lead, and Marie Mulefe and Andre Feltz. So we all just had, it was just self-tapes, and then we did callbacks. And back before the pandemic, we actually did in person as well. So yeah, it was a fun process, but it was hard work, and learned a lot.
Oh, cool. So what are some of your inspirations?
Oh, like movie inspirations and people?
Movie inspirations. Yeah, I mean, because you've been an actress. I find it very impressive you have an industrial engineering degree. So I don't know how you got into filmmaking with that. So I'm curious what your inspirations are for your films, for writing, for directing.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely other films and other people's stories. And I think with the media, the same with what you're doing, I think you're just, it's entertaining, but you're also enlightening people and telling them different people's stories and backgrounds and everything. And I found it, you can really indoctrinate people with the media. So, I mean, I don't want to indoctrinate anyone, but I think if I can just have someone watch a film and they like one scene and they just find it inspiring, maybe they make their own film and they use it and, do it differently. And I just think artists coming together, that's where I feel happy. And yes, I did the industrial engineering degree, but it wasn't me. So in South Africa, it was just kind of the safe thing to do. And I'm really glad I did it. It taught me a lot. And that's where I met my husband. So yay. But yeah, so I yeah, I love working with artists, and that's where I'm happy. And yeah.
Okay. So a big part of my podcast is my guests come on usually drunk. So I'm curious. Hey, if you want to come back, if you want to come back and drink with me anytime.
Okay. Thank you. I'd love to.
But I would like to know, what themed cocktail would you say would be for this film?
Oh, wonderful. So I would say it would be a slimy worm cocktail, where we have live worms in the cocktail. That would be a perfect drink.
Okay, I may have to substitute like the gummy worms for the listeners.
Okay, I'll put, you know, just like candy worms.
Okay, well, I'll put that in there. I was curious, who did the paintings for the film?
It's actually Estelle Sweat, so that's my mother-in-law. She did most of the paintings, and then my sister did the Delaine one. The one that was Lisa. So she did, the Kelly one, sorry. So she did the blonde woman one, my sister, and the rest of them, so it was a family, you know, that I was like, please, people, you're donating these. Thank you. And you're painting them. You're fabulous. And yeah, they did a wonderful job, and I'm grateful for them.
Did the rest of your family help out with other things like set building not for set building, but costumes or whatever?
Oh, yeah, no. With the first feature, it's just like, parents helped with the catering and people who needed places, because it was actually filmed at Plenkop Boutique Hotel, which is my parents' place. So it's their little boutique hotel. So that helped a lot, you know, just knowing it so well and all of that. So yeah, they helped, and I got my brother to help. I just had everyone doing favors. Yeah.
There's a lot of like jumpy scenes in this film. I will say, don't want to go into too much detail, but there are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, like, what influenced you to write this film and have like the nails and the teeth and the hair? Because that's like, the teeth is a cringy moment in this film when she's, yeah.
Wait, you broke up a little bit, but okay. So the teeth, if I can. I don't know if I have to show you a picture, but the one girl who plays in it, so when she was murdered, her teeth was pulled out. So there was a ritual with all of them. So, but that wasn't explained. But yeah, so the thing is with the teeth, it's so that was pulled out. So that was a part of the ritual. And she actually, you couldn't really, because the makeup was so well done. So I am a little bit, I'm sad that we didn't show that well. But the one girl actually had teeth inside her, you know, inside her face. So you couldn't really see that clear. So, but each of them had a different way that they died. And hers was the teeth. Yes. Pulled out.
Okay. So this has to do with witch doctors, and at the end, not to give anything away, but 60% of the population go to witch doctors.
Yeah.
Have you been to one? Like, is this, I mean, I guess it's common, but why do they choose the witch doctor over going to a medical doctor?
So it's very, we call them, so there's different ones. It's traditional healers. So some of them practice black magic, a very small amount, and some of them are just, they're witch doctors, but they are just traditional healers. And it's just because of cultures and beliefs, because we have 11 official languages, you know, the cultures in South Africa are so different. It's just because I grew up Afrikaans, so my culture would be more westernized, you know, I would go to Western doctors. So nothing against them or anything. I just, of course, I spoke to some of them before the movie, but this movie is just fictional. So obviously, yeah, but it's based on myths. So yeah, no. Yeah, a lot of people go to them, and sometimes you get really bad ones that do bad stuff, and it's really, really scary. I'm not going to go into that, but you get the good ones as well. So just to say that, you get the good ones as well. So yeah, it's a culture thing. And
okay, so did you hear a lot of these stories growing up then?
yeah, a lot of these stories and a lot of people. So the good ones are good, but actually one of my dad's friends, he got a very bad infection because they cut him open and put, I don't know if it was, it was kind of like, what do you call it? Like a grasshopper ooze inside the, you know, it's just weird stuff. So and he actually got a very bad infection on his back. So very interesting, very different. And this is not a reflection on all of them, but some of them are really bad and they just take your money and do weird stuff. So, but some of them are good. So, yes.
Interesting. It makes me want to investigate this more because I didn't grow up around that. So it's unique.
Yes, it's quite unique.
For those that are listening, can you give like we've talked about it, but a brief description of the film? And by the way, it does come out tomorrow.
Yes. It comes out mid-December in North America. So it's about a British girl who tries to unravel her murdered mother's secrets, and she travels to South Africa, and this links her to a witch doctor, and this just puts her into a very scary situation where she's caught in the middle of a hex. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a little artsy horror, and we all loved making it. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for coming on. And yeah, you're welcome back anytime. That's what we do, is we pick a movie or TV episode, we drink beforehand, and then we come on and just chat about it.
Oh, I'd love to. That sounds so much fun.
Just a relaxed interview, and that way no one's stressed. It's not the same questions. It's something you want to talk about.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. And I enjoyed the film so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. And I love to chat again. Thank you.